So to change the default settings, we need to be aware of it. But how do we become aware of things? Yeah. It's actually a part of a later seminar, but I just mentioned 2-3 points quickly here. The first point is awareness of our lack of awareness is also a step towards awareness. So sometimes we may chant, we say my mind wanders everywhere, you know. Well, at least, you know, complaining that the mind is wandering everywhere is better than wandering everywhere with the mind. When I'm saying the mind is wandering everywhere, that means I don't want it to wander, but it's wandering everywhere. So if we have particular, so chanting is an activity where we are actually forced to be aware of our minds. And when it is going off in another direction and we find it is actually chanting, we may not realize through chanting that Krishna is not different from the holy name. But through chanting, very easily we can realize I am different from my mind. You know, I want to focus, but what is this force within which is going here, going there, going there? There is something inside me which is not me. That we can very easily understand by chanting. So, in that sense, even if our chanting is not attentive, still it gives us some level of realization. It takes us a step towards realization that, okay, actually I'm not aware. I want to be aware, but I'm not aware right now. So the first step is just becoming that. Okay, I'm not conscious. I'm not aware that things are going off in a particular direction. So any activity which requires us to focus in a general way, on any activity which requires us to focus, that actually helps us to become aware of things. Become more aware of our mind and mind's default settings. So sometimes we chant and somehow struggle through our 16 rounds and then finished. It appears like a workout. If you could wait after that and think for a few minutes, okay, my mind, every day we feel my mind wandered. Okay, we can just look back for 2-3 minutes after that and think, where all did my mind wander? And then we can try to find out patterns. Now, every day the mind may find some new directions to wander, but there are some things which are common. And some things which are common. It may worry about finances, it may worry about relationship, it may worry about this, it may worry about that. And then, if we can think through those things, you know, consciously focus on those distractions and process them. Okay, now this is, okay, my finances, I have this concern, but this is a solution for it, and I can work out on the solutions. Now calmly write things down. Okay, this can be dealt in this way, I'm doing these things to deal with it, and in future I'm going to do this. So when the mind starts wandering, or maybe if we know there are 2-3 distractions which regularly distract us from chanting, then just before we start chanting, just read whatever we have resolved. Okay, this distraction is troubling me, okay, but this is what I have done to deal with this. This is what I am going to do to deal with this. So we address the specific distraction using our intelligence. And then it's not that the mind will stop wandering, but at least the mind will not get so much energy. Because what happens, the mind feels, this is a big problem, you're doing nothing about it, do something. What is this chanting? Stop it, do something else. But, yes, this is a problem, and I have done this. Now sit down. Now focus on chanting. So the mind, it may not immediately listen, but it does not get us so much energy to agitate us. If we know, I have done this to solve the problem. Sometimes that means observing, we often focus on concentrating on the holy name and trying to get the mind back forcefully to the holy name. That is good, it is essential, that's what we want to do. But also observing where the mind is going and then trying to deal with that in a practical as well as an intellectual way, that can help us to decrease the force of distraction. So just as it applies to chanting, it can apply to other things also. Wherever we are unaware, if we start recognizing how is it that I'm becoming unaware, or what is exactly happening, where are my thoughts going, then we can address it specifically. Does it address your question? Okay. Any other questions? Yes, please.